So trying to hear those kind of things that my grandmother used to speak about, and many things that I never get a chance to ask her personally. But I went to look for another elder, so asking them by saying, what was this story about? I would quote the word that I have heard. Some were not in a mood to tell me, and some usually just sort of giggle and start off a little bit. And if I keep on asking, they was usually telling me the stories about the past, things that I wanted to ask. What was most important for me, the biggest or the most frequent question that I asked the elders was, what was the spiritual belief and practice in the past, before the church, before the Christianity came? Because I always listen to these stories in the past, long time ago, that such people, sudden somebody, was some kind of a powerful man. Sometimes they used to call him the feared one. In our language we say Koschikan. And I used to wonder why the people feared this person. And then in listening also the stories in the past and the legends that are told to us when we were young, we always listen to these characters in the story that were so mystical. They have power. They can do things that no ordinary human can do. Not only men, but the women. And there were many strange stories that were there. And these strange stories is the one sometimes my grandmother used to speak her mind of. And she would say, and that time, and the reason for that, and then she would speak. It could have been for that reason it happens. Or sometimes she would say, now I understand why did that happen. Then she speak about her mind, and sometimes repeat the story about what happened a long time ago, which gives her the understanding of the situation at the time when she didn't understand when she was young. So I used to listen to these. And most of all that fascinated me was this thing called Mitewiwin. This, I think, very close word of to try to translate that would be the shaman practice. Shaman or shaman, or however you want to say it. Something similar to in Africa called voodooism, or something similar to the European witches, witchcraft. And I understand, and I do believe, every nationality have experienced such thing. One of the story that I have heard from the European part is that they were witches not too long ago, about 500 years ago. And then there were other kinds. There were many different kinds that do everything. And there were other things that are still called. They are called superstition. Well, the European had classified everything what they knew, and they wrote down everything. So our forefathers, our ancestors, did not write anything down. And at the time when I grew up to be a young boy, there was nothing that I could fall back to, or there was nothing that I could do a research in writing to find out what was the meaning of everything, which must have